Okay, Shkoyach for coming. Tikkun Chatzos. It's a certain sense of trepidation to speak about an Indian, which I'm amish of. Shaykhis too. It's a two-part series, and in order to really understand the entire sugya of Mitzvah Hashem, so we're breaking it down into like neshama of a guf. I'll try to explain a little bit about the essence of Tikkun Chatzos, pnimius of it, and some more of the halacha lemaisa in the next shir, so we really won't know exactly for us how Tikkun Chatzos can be done, should be done perhaps, until we come to like the gemara of the sugya, in Yetz Hashem. So, but there are chakdama, just a few points. Generally, when we speak about avodas Hashem, we speak about daytime avoda. And that's really what we see in Shulchan Aruch, when we're speaking about, especially davening, which is really what Tikkun Chatzos is about, we have Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and it's Nitan L'chol Yisrael, and there are expectations as to how that should be done, and it's pretty much universal, you know, how that is expected to be. It's Shavu L'chol, it's Nigla, open up the Gemara, open up the Shulchan Aruch, and you find everything you need to know about it. And the Avos were Mesakin, the Shalosh Tfilos, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. When it comes to the avodas halayla, which is how a Jew conducts himself at night, so it's lamashal, like there's like on dry land, and that could be what we see. That's the nigla, that's the avoda shabayim, and then there's what goes on at night, and that's like under the sea. How do tzaddikim serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu at night? Now we have kriya shma lamita, but then what goes on? Kriya shma lamita, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, so he goes to sleep, and then he wakes up, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours later, and then he starts his day. Is that universal? Is that how a tzaddik conducts himself in the night? Maybe that's just for Pasha Yidden. So what goes on at that time? This is a question I've asked my Rebbe many times. And the answer is always, find your way. Yid needs to find his way. What does he do at night? The Gemara speaks about it, where the night was given for learning, it was given for sleeping. But when it comes to what goes on beneath the surface, when we're out of eyesight, and it's Beino Levein Koinoi. How does a Yid conduct himself? And for that, we don't see in the Gemara a clear mahalich and hadracha, how that is going to be done. But in Pnimius HaTorah, we have literally an excavation like a submarine, which gives us a whole different perspective as to what is Avodas Halayla all about. And in the same way that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are Mesakin, the Shalosh Tfilos Hayom, some Ekdashim tell us, and it's pretty Mefurish, that David HaMelech, who is the regular Revi, was Mesakin the Inyan of Tikkun Chatzos. And that was his night. Chatzos Laila Akon Lahoidus Lashem Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. The world of David HaMelech is Chatzos Laila Akon. It's the Chiddush of David HaMelech, the nighttime Avoida, and how it looks by Yid and how it looks by Tzaddikim Bifrat. That's Aleph. Beis is, in order to properly appreciate the inyan of Tikkun Chatzos, and I say properly, we have to take a bird's eye view. And that is, as we'll see, that the Makaris and the Yesoides of Tikkun Chatzos are found in the Zohar Kodesh, they're not found in the Gemara anywhere. And as such, to properly understand it, we need to have an appreciation of Pnimius HaTorah, and the Seder which is taking place, not just in the nighttime, but how to understand the entire infrastructure of the day and how the tefillahs interact with each other, and the whole Seder Hayoim will explain the Seder Halayla as well. So to try to take Tikkun Chatzos in a vacuum and to say, what is Tikkun Chatzos, and to understand, as we'll see, what's Tikkun Leah, what's Tikkun Rachel, and to understand the Pizmonim to say and the Kapitlach to say, and to say, thus is Tikkun Chatzos, it's Ikar Chasam and Sefer. And even if a person understands a little bit what we're trying to do, but we don't fully appreciate Tikkun Chatzos unless we understand what goes on before Tikkun Chatzos, goes on after Tikkun Chatzos, and how that relates to Shachris and the rest of the Seder Hayom. So that's not something which we're going to delve into because we're really focusing on Tikkun Chatzos. But that's something just to keep in mind. And we'll touch upon in the Mirz Hashem, just to allow that perspective to take place. But we're focusing right now on Tikkun Chatzos. But the more that a person understands Pnimius HaTorah, because it comes from Pnimius HaTorah, will allow a person to really understand the essence and the hergish of what Tikkun Chatzos is all about. It's really a koyma shlema, a part of a koyma shlema. That's base. Thirdly, as we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, now that we're speaking about the Koyim Mishleima, when we delve into Tikkun Chatzais Befrat, we can really say that Tikkun Chatzais divides into three, perhaps four, Chalakim. Of course, the most familiar to us is the actual text of the Tikkun Chatzais, the Tikkun Rachel and the Tikkun Leah, what it means. More than that, is there's an inyan to be up by Chatzais. Even if a person does not say Tikkun Chatzais, and he has no sheiches to Tikkun Chatzais, there's an inyan of this Shas Rava, this Ace Ratzain, called Chatzais, that even if a person is not involved in Tikkun Chatzais, he should be involved in Avodas Hashem in some way, but even just to be up at Tikkun Chatzais is an inyan. It's to be up at a time where something magnificent and awesomely spiritual is taking place, which we'll hope to come to understand in Mitzvah Hashem. The moment of Chatzais is a precious time to be up for. And again, this is something, like we had said in the beginning, which will need beer because the halacha lemaisa of all this will take place at the end. So just because we're saying that it's important to be up in Chatzais doesn't mean that a person may throw everything out and say, like, you know, Yeshua said, you know, Chatzais is an important time, so then you know, that has to come first. Again, what will come later, we'll explain in Mitzvah Hashem. We're just singling out the inyanim. There's the Tikkun Chatzais. There's the inyan to be up at Chatzais. And what follows Tikkun Chatzais is the limud which takes place afterwards. Which the chatchila, the zman of the limud is from Chatzais until Alayis HaShachar. So there's a limud which takes place, which again, when we understand the Koyim Mishleima, it's part and parcel of what Tikkun Chatzais is about. So there's the Tikkun Chatzais, there's the zman Chatzais, there's the limud which takes place after Chatzais, and then with the chassidim added, what I mean chassidim, I mean the admarim, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov added, is what takes place before Tikkun Chatzais. And that's the inyan of Cheshbon HaNefesh, and Charata, and Vidui, and so on. So you could say that there are really three, perhaps four components, which is very interesting, because this will kind of lead us into the Gemara. The Gemara, which is the source of the sugya, perhaps of what it means, Avelos, Churban, the nighttime experience for a Yid, which is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Gimel Laman Aleph. And it's fascinating to note that Shas really begins with this. It begins with Marav, but it really to understand what takes place in the world of Marav. Really, Marav is like the king of the nighttime Avoida. It really is the Pesach into the nighttime. I wouldn't say it's the king, but it's the Pesach into the nighttime Avoida. So the Gemara begins right away in Brachas Daf Gimel Laman Aleph with the discussion of the Laila, the Machlekes which the Gemara has, whether there are three or four Mishmaros HaLaila. So really there are four Mishmaros, or there are three Mishmaros. So therefore there are four Mishmaros with 3 hours, or there are three Mishmaros with 4 hours. But what's interesting is that there's this 3-4 dynamic, which seems to be pretty interesting. When, as we said before, the three parts of Tikkun Chatzais, perhaps even four parts of Tikkun Chatzais. So the Gemara tells us that at the end of every Mishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boiche, the Shoeg, and the Shnei Dmaos, and there's an Avedus which is taking place very quietly at night over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And this is where the Shulchan Aruch jumps in, and again, this is how Shulchan Aruch begins, not just Shas, but Shulchan Aruch begins this way. Right? The Shulchan Aruch tells us that a Yid has to wake up like a lion, and the lion is a very interesting metaphor, because the Gemara is giving a mashal to the cries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Shoeg Ka'aryeh. And when we talk about waking up, it doesn't mean 6, 7 o'clock. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about waking up in the middle of the night. If a Yid wants to be, you know, a Baal Madrega, you know, we take it for granted that, you know, he wakes up. He should wake up at least before the sun wakes up. He should be the one awakening the Shachar. That's early, Rabbi said. Very easy to miss that in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. But then it's not a wonder why it is that the Shulchan Aruch takes us right away to the inyan of what's going on in the night, at the end of the Mishmaros, which is what the Gemara speaks about. So here we have in the first Malkum Shulchan Aruch, Hamashkim Leschani Lifnei Boirei, he who wakes up early to offer his chaninas and tefillas before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yechavein L'shaos Shemishtanas HaMishmaros. He should be mindful of the fact that when the Mishmar changes, it's an Eitz Ratzon. Shem B'Shlish HaLaila, U'L'Saif Shnei Shlishi HaLaila, U'L'Saif HaLaila, right? The three intervals, the three Mishmaros, the end of those Mishmaros. Shehatfila, she is followed by Eisan Hashas al Churban ve'al Golus Bitzuya. that the tefillahs which we offer at this time regarding Churban and regarding Golas are beloved and they're cherished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we see from the Shulchan Aruch in this halacha is not a mention of Tikkun Chatzais. We see an inyan of Avelus and being in touch with Churban Beis HaMikdash, but not exactly Tikkun Chatzais. But this is where the Magen Avraham jumps in. And the Magen Avraham says, ho, 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 wait a second. There's a lot of talk at Tikkun Chatzais in the Zohar Kaddish. And we have to thank the Magen Avraham because he was really brought to the Shulchan Aruch text many, many inyanim in the Kisvei Ari, which changes the entire landscape of our Avodas Hashem. So here the Magen Avraham jumps in and says Tikkun Chatzais. He quotes the Rakanti and many other beautiful inyanim, as does the Mishnah Berurah. But Tikkun Chatzais is not mentioned in the Gemara, therefore not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch either. So, but the Shulchan Aruch continues, and like a Musar Sefer, he writes in Halacha Gimel, Roi l'chol yarishamayim, shei meitza v'dayag ha-chorben meitza meitlash, which is really what the Gemara speaks about. But then again, toiv ma'atach onini mikavana miharbas v'loi kavana. So we have 2/3 halachas in regards to the inyan, at least in the nighttime, of Churban Beis HaMikdash and its relevance in the life of a Yid, which seemingly is a nighttime avodah. It's a nighttime avodah, of course, because night is associated with Churban and Choshech and Golos. Let's move to the top right corner. Besidr Hashla. So the Shla says, Ein lecha mida mikol midos hatoyves. We don't find, perhaps, an equal to the inyan of Chatzos Laila, of which the Zohar Kodesh dedicates so much time and so much discussion and zeros. As we know, the Zohar is divided into parashas. Every single parasha kemat says Ishla, v'neman alai divrei Ashla, to say so, that we don't find a mention of the inyan of either Tikkun Chatzais or Churban Beis HaMikdash and what it means to a Yid. What it means to us. And it's safe to say, and I've heard this from my Rebbe, and Azoi Shteit and Svar Makdashim, how do we measure an inyan of a tzaddik? The inyan of a chassid. So we think that tzaddik the chassid means we can count how many chumras that he has, or what time he wakes up and goes to sleep, and how many hours he spends, you know, learning during the day, or how many kapitach tehillim which he says, and how many chassadim he does. That's all true on some level. But in Pnimis HaTorah, the measure of tzaddik is very different. And how much is nogeya to a person the inyan of Shechina, Tzion, v'Yerushalayim? And unless he's been exposed to this in some way, somehow either through the Svarim or interactions with people who live like this, it's very foreign to us the idea of living with the inyan of Tzion v'Yerushalayim. Of course, we know the animam, and part of the animam is to be mechaka b'chol yom sheyavai. But there are people, there are very great people, in every single dar, that they live, and they're in touch with the Shechina HaKadosha and the matav of the Shechina, and for them to try to awaken emotions of the Tzar Shechina, Golas Shechina, which to us is a soid and in itself needs explanation, but it's so dear and close to the heart of the inyan of Tikkun Chatzais that it's so foreign to us that we don't even know that there's this yardstick which is called measuring tzidkus by the kesher of Tzim Shulayim Tuyid, and what that means. Just like the inyan of Shmiras Habris. Shmiras Habris is not something which we find in the Gemara or in Shulchan Aruch, which is discussed, but in the Zohar Kodesh there's not a single daf which doesn't speak about Shmiras Habris. And it's only in later Dairis that it's coming to the surface more and more. But you could say that Yesoid Shmiras Habris and Malchus, which is the inyan of Tzion v'Yerushalayim, these are two inyanim which the Zohar Kodesh came and said, you may not know this, but in our world, in the Chabad of Shimon, these two inyanim are top. So now we're going to delve into the a few marmakamas from the Zohar Kodesh on the right side of the page. We have 6 of them here, but it's only a mixas. And it's translated into Lashon HaKodesh, because the Lashon of the Zohar is always difficult, but that way we can read it, understand it, and if you ever wanted to come back to it, it would probably be easier to understand. So the first marmakam here on the right, HaMishmeres HaShniya, the second mishmar, which is of course where Tikkun Chatzais will take place, in the second mishmar, Shom Him HaMamunim HaAcherim, HaNekraim Aveli Tzion. Here in the second mishmar, because every mishmar is clear from the Gemara, has a different personality, so here in the second mishmar is where there's Aveli Tzion. Shemis Ablin al Churban Beis HaMikdash. U'ba'is HaShal Shal Kriyas HaGever, meaning when the rooster, what does a rooster do? crows, when he does that, which is at Chatzais Laila, Kori B'chayil, V'oimer, so the Tarnagel says, His Oiru, this is what the Tarnagel is saying, His Oiru the B'chiyah Beis HaMikdash, wake up, and to cry for the Beis HaMikdash, Kol Eli Bali HaSholom, all the masters of Sholom, Shekosav, as it says, Malachi Shalom, not just to the Tzaddikim he's calling out, he's calling out to all the heavenly angels who are called Malachi Shalom. It's going to be, it's unbelievable the perspective which the Zohar gives us as to what's taking place behind the scenes. That's really what Pnimius HaTorah is all about. How do we align ourselves with what is going on in the Olamus? What's the spirit of the time? What's the spirit of the day? Kulam is asav l'b'chiyah b'Beis HaMikdash, and everybody gathers together. And there's this big b'chiyah, ma'imid, which is taking place for the Beis HaMikdash. They haven't forgotten. Mi rohar buvya shokol tzvos HaShemayim, who has seen the gatherings of the heavenly beings? Everybody is crying and wailing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as well crying with them. And then something else takes place, that there's like this crack which takes place in the Rekiyim. And then everybody else is crying and wailing even more. What are they saying? Kapitach Tehillim. Elokim bo goyim en achal asecha. Nasnu esnevas avadecha. An haris bovel. It's a kapitach from the Tikkun Chatzos. But when we do Tikkun Chatzos down here, it's because we're aligning ourselves with an event which is taking place everywhere. By all the beings. I mean, the miut to miut is not involved in Tikkun Chatzos. But if you really wanted to be a part of what the Rabbim is, who is involved in Tikkun Chatzos, the answer is everyone. All the malachim, all the srafim, all the tzaddikim and oilus, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is involved in Tikkun Chatzos. As we see from the Gemara, that he's wailing Kutcher Bichu the entire night. But Tikkun Chatzos is a maimid where everybody participates and takes a moment to reflect and to be boiche on Churban Beis HaMikdash. Kemesim Mutal Lefanav. That's what it looks like. Turn to the left. Kasher Vakadosh Baruch Hu B'Chatzos Laila. Kulam Oimdim, everybody gets up at Chatzais, V'kol Misorim, Emsa Gan Shal HaRekiyah, and there's this voice which emanates from the middle of the Gan of the Rekiyah. B'koyre, B'kol Chazak, V'oimar, Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom, Esom Yerushalayim, Oimim, Oru Oru Da Yisoyed Ba, to recall the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And when that happens, Oz Irbuvdi V'tza'aka Shaloi, and there's cryings and shoutings, V'chol HaTzadikim Hashem Yisorim Nubichiyah, the Tzadikim hear that, and they are Misayir, and they start to cry. And then there's this hisayrus of that call from the beginning, middle of the gan, shenishma, which is heard b'shalosh meos v'tishim rikim, which is heard in another 390 rikim, which is gematria shemayim, az yoytzim isham v'oilu umakibir rikim, and then it looks like it goes from one end of the rikim to the other end of the rikim. It's hard to understand. V'shoig shagos, and again this description of like the line which roars at shakol tzvos shemayim kulam bivaz neshavas bech. Everybody's involved in this. So we see two ma'amakamos on what's going on. What's going on in the Olamus b'rega chatzos. Of course, we're completely oblivious to all this, like chareshim. But this is what's taking place. Take a look at the right. And again, we're going to see the different facets of the avoidus chatzos, like we had said before. It's not just tikkun chatzos, but there's more. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi HaYoshim Laila Achad. They were learning Torah before Chatzos. They heard the Tarnagel, and they made the Bracha. Right? At Chatzos. Amar Rabbi Elazar. This is the time the Kadosh Baruch Hu is nechnes into the Gan Eden, that he to delight with the Tzadikim. To delight with the Tzadikim. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Madu Mishtashek Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is the delight of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Bacha Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar cried, and he said, "Boy Re'eh, Ad Ad Hakadosh Baruch Hu His Dazeya Shalosh Misukimika Bahem." Because immediately before this, Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the 390 Rekiyim, there were Baicha Al Churban Beis Hamikdash. For Horishti the most Sechad Yamagadol, like the Gemara says, that the two tears from Hakadosh Baruch Hu's eyes into the Yamagadol. V'Zeirchen Levanu Mitecha Bechin. He recalls Oil Aviv, that his children are not in Shulchan Aviv. But we see from here is that after the Inyan of Churban Beis HaMikdash takes place either at Chatzos or a little bit before Chatzos, so we can talk about that. What comes afterwards is Mishtashteyim Tzadik. Kadosh Baruch Hu has this special union, this gathering with the tzaddikim, where he delights, he's mishtasheh with them. And to the left, what's this shashu all about? Gates need to be opened. How fortunate is the person that he wakes up at this time, meaning us, to learn Torah. Anybody who's a part of this movement. He has a special Torah, which is called Chaveirei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Knesset Yisrael. And his words, they come and they're in the lap of the king. And they're very precious. Hashem writes them down. And anybody who was part of it, his name is written down in the Sefer Zechronos. And they're zechet to a special siyata d'shmar during the daytime. And it's as if like he's being crowned with a special kingship. And being involved in this gives him a special status that all the elyonim and tachtoinim, they're in fear of him. He can go wherever he wants. He has a free pass. Nobody could say, don't go. And even at a time of din in the world, ain't done in the love din. He's exempt. Because he has a special pass. He has a special ticket that he was part of this avoida. Because everybody knows that he's part of the kings. He's the chabraya. Such beautiful lashonis of the Zohar. Take a look at the bottom right now. So we see it has to do with Limud HaTorah, this Shashua. Boi re'ei, v'shoa she'odem kom ha'chatzayis ala la'asak v'tayra. When Yid wakes up at Chatzayis, and again remember there's more than just the Tikkun. There's the waking of Chatzayis for what happens after Chatzayis, which is the learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshiv lo'ei, the Ibish is listening very carefully to these words of Torah, K'mosh Baruah, like we explained elsewhere in the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Hayo Shevetz Beganim Chavrei Makshiv L'Kodach Shmi'eini. These words are listened to very carefully. V'chol Oysam Achlusin Shalmaile, and the Pamal Yishalmaile, V'chol B'nei Atish Baruch Hu Shemizmarim L'Ribonim, and the choir, which sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulam Shoichichim Bishvil Atish Baruch Hu Shalishim Mashatzik V'Torah. They silence themselves to hear the Limud HaTorah taking place below. They receive a special bracha and they're called the Avdei Hashem. Baruch Hu Hashem, who gives Shevach to Hashem. Atem Shibchu as the Melech HaKadosh. Your Shevach is the real Shevach. Atem Hatiru as the Melech. You crown him as king. We crown the Shechina HaKadosha, those who are involved in this. And the Shechina comes before Kutchabichu and says, Re'ei Be'ezah Ben Basi Lefanecha. You know, look which of your children brought me here. Be'ezu ben esaratidach, you know who woke me up from my sleep. U'miheima, sha'ashevach kulu shalham lifnei ha'melech. We're praised in front of the king. V'choyzev ha'omer, ha'oim din be'ez Hashem ba'leilois. Eilin yikroim avdi Hashem. A real avdi Hashem is this Indian called oim din be'ez Hashem ba'leilois. Eilu ro'in levarech ha'melech. U'berchasam bracha. They have the koyach to be mevarech. Zeu shekosav, su'u yideichem koydu shebaruch ha'es Hashem. Atem ru'uyim shamalach ha'kodesh yisbarach ha'yedeichem. You are mekadeshim shemaim, ve'abrocha shayudeichem bracha. And one last mimer from the Zohar Kodesh to the choymer ha'inyan. Until now, it just seems like it's either you're in or you're out. Make the choice. But of course, this is the world of the Zohar, and if the Zohar speaks about it in such amazing terms, it becomes almost an expectation for those who are roi lekach. Pasach ha'beisiv yamach. He's working with this pasuk, which implies, where is everybody at night? That's the pasuk. At the time of the Ruach Tzafon, which the Gemara tells us that this northerly wind would blow and wake up David HaMelech through his kinor at the Shas Chatzais to wake up the tzaddikim, so to speak. We explain that there's this fire, this spark, which kind of smacks against the wings of the tarnagel, which is what wakes it up, and then it calls out, you know, kukuriku, everybody up. So the Bnei Emunah, this assembly, gives special kayach to Knesset Yisrael Bechlal. And the Torah which was learned at that time is called Rina Satar. The reason why David HaMelech was Zeichet to Malchus, says the Zohar, was because of the nighttime avodah. He was Zeichet to Malchus. So when this, whether physical tarnagel, spiritual tarnagel, is waking us up, and we roll over and we don't get up, the tarnagel, almost like with a sense of disappointment, says, like he bangs his wings in a frustration, and he says, "Oy leploni, woe to you, nazav shel ribono, that you've been outcasted, azav meribono, shelo oyer es ruchav lishkecha kvod ribono, that where are you? How come you haven't woken up for the respect, for the honor of the king? Kishemir hayoyim, and when the day breaks and it's already light outside, I mean the opportunity was lost because." The expectation was to wake up at midnight. Hakruz kari alav oimer. So a baskel goes out and says on this person, "V'loy amar aye elia oisin oisin miras balayla." Do they not say, "Where is everyone? Where are the singers at the night?" The salei alav oisin tishbachos to help with the tishbachos. V'shakol b'siyu echad that they should be above and below and below. V'shehu nimsa beisakatayr that he should be involved in esakatayr. So we see that it's an expectation from the Zohar Kaddish. For who will have to see, but there's a pasuk which says Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking down and he's saying, "Where are my singers? Where's the Tarnagel Chavai? Where's the Bnei Emunah?" So we see a picture here from the Zohar Kaddish in just a couple of Mayim Makamas with the Chavivas HaInyan as it relates to the Urban Beis HaMikdash and the preciousness of that time, to the Shashu with the Tzaddikim, the Esek HaTorah, and again the expectation that Reb Shimon has from the Chavai, what Rebbeinu Shlomo has for those who are Shaykh. Let's look at the Ari to the left, because we really don't see the Seder of Tikkun Chatzais from the Zohar Kaddish, although the Izdia we certainly see. For that we have the Ari and the Drusha Elayla. V'inyan kuma min amita b'chatzos layla. Waking up at midnight, acha sheitar v'inaka gufay, after goes to the bathroom, v'yirchatz panav yadav v'raglov, he washes himself, v'yilbash mabusha, v'yisada v'chaisav, and he says the brachos, yirchatz brachos, v'yirchatz hashachar, al seder haniska b'gemara, as the Rambam points to Manhachas Tvila, Kvarnes Bor Le'el, Sha'achar Chatzos Laila, Nasis Beis Dvar. So at Chatzos Laila, two things take place, which will account for the two Chalakim of Tikkun Chatzos, Tikkun Rachel, and Tikkun Le'el. Ha'echad, Zivug Le'ev Yaakov. So again, in order to explain these Inyanim, it would require a deeper understanding of the Kabbalah of it, which is, you know, Yaakov, Yisroel, Le'ah, and Rachel, and Zivugim of these Partsufim, which is the Lashon which the Ari uses. But for our intents and purposes, there's a zivug which takes place at this time between these partsufim of Yaakov and Leah. That takes place at Chatzais. Simultaneously, that's Leah's involvement, Beis, who livkos al Rachel. So the other parts of which is called Rachel, and again the partsufim stand in the oilim which is called Atzilus, which for the most part is the highest world which we normally come in contact with on a daily basis. So in that world of Atzilus, where the partsufim are, so we cry over Rachel, Shayar de Bibriya, because the parts of Rachel dips down below the world of Atzilus and into the world of Bria. And this is the secret of what is called Shechinta Begalusa, the Shechinas in Galus. Now, of course, Shechinta Begalusa means Chorban Beis HaMikdash, but in Pnimis and in Kabbalah, it has another taich, which means that what's going on spiritually is that Rachel, this parts of, is rejected, so to speak. She goes down willingly, to be more precise, into the lower Oilemus. And that's called Golas HaShechina, Shechina being Rachel. Hayoredes Samata Be'is HaZumamish. This is the time where she goes down. V'lachein. And this is the reason why we do what we do. Again, we didn't see that from the Zohar, but the Ari says, based on the understanding of what takes place, the whole Tahalich of the Seder Laila V'Yoyim, this is the cause of Tikkun Chatzos. So now the Ari starts to describe to us the Shulchan Aruch of Tikkun Chatzos, which we'll see tomorrow in more detail, next time we get together. To go and to sit by the Pesach, Samach L'Hamazaza, near the Mezuzah, Shehu Sayyid HaShechina, which is the Mokum HaShechina, Pesach HaElyon, V'Sasir HaMenalim, to take off one's shoes, V'Seishev Yachiv, and to sit barefoot, V'Sateif Rosh HaKa'avel, and to cover one's head, like an avel, there's an avilus which is taking place here. V'sar b'b'chiyah kifikakecha, and to cry as profusely as possible. Tikach ha'yifar makle, and to take some ash. V'sasim al mitzchach ha'bokum anachas tefillin, to put it on the forehead, in the place where the tefillin would go. Gam tokafer shecha, to bend one's head. V'sechavik panecha bekarka mamish, and as if your face is like touching the ground. V'sechavin b'zeh al sreifas ha-tayr shenasa seif. And to have in mind as well, sreifas ha-tayr. Gam techavin, also to have in mind, l'mashin izbor etzinim b'shar ruach ha-kodesh, like we explained elsewhere in the Kisfiari, eich miyoyim shenachar b'is ha-mikdash, that how from the time of Chorban b'is ha-mikdash, nisrefa ha-tayr. The Torah is in Golas. Nimsu say this ever as the Chitzonim. The Chitzonim is a Golas of the Soides HaTorah, especially Vizenik or Golas HaTorah. We see Golas HaShchina. We see Golas HaTorah. And elsewhere, the Ari explains other things. Cry about Churban Beis HaMikdash, Sreifas HaTorah, Harigas HaTzadikim, and Golas HaShchina. These four things.
It says, Acher Chatzis Bayan Asu Beis Devarim, aren't these a choice? Like, it's either a night of Rachel or a night of Leah. It happens simultaneously?
Most nights of the year we do both. We do Rachel and Leah. There are times throughout the year where we'll only do one and not the other. And to be more specific, I'll begin at maybe a tavla next time, and we can see exactly the days which what is what. That gets a little bit more complicated. But on a regular night during the year, if it's not a Yom Bidapigurin anyway, so the expectation is Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Chatzos, Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah, two totally different personalities, but both Chayv. Yeah, they go hand in hand. They're not exclusive of each other. So the next Mayim Makom, which below that, which is also Ari, and he has a very long Arichas in explaining exactly what should be said for Tikkun Rachel, what should be said for Tikkun Leah. And again, not every Siddur has the exact same formulation. Some are shorter, some are longer. Not everything which is there is said, and not everything which is there, is variations. But at least we see the idea here of Tikkun Rachel and Tikkun Leah, because the Ari here says, V'semet chila anahar zbavel. So the first capital, and Rachel comes first, and then Leah. So what is first said is Anar is Bavel, V'sachavin Livkos Al-Churban Habayis, and then Mizmor La'asav Elokim Bo Goyim, like we had saw in the Zayar, both Anar is Bavel and this capital of the Gemara HaMasacha, V'sachav Nechav Aslav Gizach Tzadikin. Again, there's four things, and here we see two. V'achar Kach Tomer V'sukim Eilu Zechor Hashem Avadecha, which is in Eicha, Bo'in Yerushalayim, and then, again, this is, I cut it out, because we can't have the whole thing, but the next paragraph over is really like dot, 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 etc. Boini Rishalayim v'harei nishlam inyan tikkun rachel. V'achar kach taschu b'sikun leah. Here you see there's tikkun rachel, then there's tikkun leah. V'seimer l'ashem mizmor l'ashem ha'aretzim leah, kol ha'mizmor. And there's a whole seder of tikkun rachel and tikkun leah. But we see that it's sourced in the Arizal, although we didn't see it in the Zohar Kodesh. And there's a very beautiful lashon here from the Yaivitz. And what's interesting is that we'll speak about next time in Metz Hashem.
What is it specifically
about Rachel and Leah? Why Dafka, Rachel and Leah? So you saw here in the Ari that it pertained to these two partsufim. There's a Zivug which takes place with Leah, and then there's Rachel goes into Galus.
Right. And why is that happening in Chatzos?
So that's something which is... But we see that a little bit of the premise of it is that Rachel needs to go down to the lower Olamos to get the Nitzaitzin. And the whole Tefillah Shachar is going to be built upon what's going on with these Nitzaitzin. So the reason why there's Nitzaitzin every day is because Rachel goes down to get them. And then she has to come up, and she comes out of the Mudah Shachar, and we put the Tefillin. Tefillin has to do with this. She comes up by Tefillin. When we put the Tefillin on our left arm, that's when Rachel comes back up to Atzilus. I mean, to understand the whole Seder, again, is a Koyim Mishlema of the interactions of Arvis with Kriyash Malamita, Kriyash Malamita, Tikkun Chatzos with Shacharis, and the parts of Shacharis, Mamasha, whole Koyim Mishlema. But again, that's what we're focusing on, Tikkun Chatzos, because to know that there's Rachel and Leah, and that there's a Zivug, and there's a Golos is already enough for Tikkun Chatzos. So the Yaivitz has a very beautiful lashon, and we're going to see what he says, and it's written very beautifully, noting, as we'll see maybe next time, that the Yaivitz is of the opinion that it's not a chiyuv to say Tikkun Chatzos, and that's the pashas of the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch, but as we'll see next time, it's not a given. It's not a given, although it's not in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Gemara. But look at the beautiful lashon which he says about the importance of tikkun chatzayis. V'kan mokam shoy lahachi by hadibur, he says elmadad lachay elo avin zebiyadinu. If it was just this, she'ein misavim yushlaim karoy, that we don't know what it means aveilus yushlaim. If this was our only aveira, this would be enough that we should have an arichas hagolas. And look at this. V'hi be'enai hasiba kreva hayoyse gluya tzuma b'chazaka l'chol hashmolos hamuflagos hagdoilos hanarois v'hamafilos v'hayoyna. This is perhaps the single most important reason as to why we have so many atrocities and shmads and chorbanos, Hashem etzonu b'golos, which has accompanied us throughout the golos. No matter where we go, we have no reprieve. And that's because we are oblivious to the avelus. We've gotten accustomed to just living in a land which doesn't belong to us. We've forgotten Yerushalayim. And again, Yerushalayim means the inyan of the Galus Hashchina. Nobody thinks about it. Generations go on, and nobody pays attention. So therefore, the Golus becomes more intense. And anybody who will be moided al the MS will agree to my words. And I'll prove it to you. Take a look at what happens on Tisha B'Av. This will make such a beautiful Tisha B'Av video. Mi umi hamisabel v'nenach al churban habayis v'shmamas hatzeinu korban makalev. Who and who can say about themselves, and again, I'm just reading this, I fall into the category of the mi umi. Mi umi hamisabel v'nenach al churban habayis v'shmamas hatzeinu korban makalev. Who can say that they are amongst this company, that they really know what it means, avelus and anacha on churban habayis mimamaki alev. Kama d'mos nishbochas azos. How many tears do we really shed on this? And it goes without saying the rest of the year. I'm talking about Tisha B'Av, says the Yavitz. Nobody talks about it, nobody thinks about it. As if it was just this dot in history and then moving on weiter. But he says, seems to me, says the Yavitz, that the Arichas HaGolas and all the Shmonas and all the Chobanas are all the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to us and saying, how come nobody thinks about Golas Hashchina? How come nobody thinks about the Matzav? It's a very beautiful mashal, just to help us understand on our level the inyan of tikkun chatzayis, what it is, why it is. Mashal le'isha, this is from the Dibna Magid. Mashal le'isha, of course he gives beautiful mashalim. Mashal le'isha shechala b'na katan yonik shadayim. This is how I understand it, says the Dibna Magid. A mother, her son is sick, and the son nurses. V'ayhi b'layla v'ayelan m'sukim ma'oid, and she sees that the child is in a very dangerous spot. So she turns to her family members. I see that the child is very weak, and I don't know if the child is alive or dead. What do I do? So the people of the house, they say, Zos asi, I have an etza. Hari mikolich b'koyich b'bchi. Cry as loud as you can. V'za'ak al hamita, by the bed, where the child is lying. This is how you will know. If the child has still a little bit of life left, he'll cry with you. Because that's how children work. If they hear somebody else crying, especially the mother, they'll cry along. But if the child doesn't cry with you, then you know that the other scenario is true. When she begins to cry, she's besafik. She doesn't know whether the child is alive or not. If she's cried an hour, 2 hours, and the child is still silent, so then her crying becomes more intense. Not because she's in more pain, because this is it should reach deeper into the kishkas of the child to see if he's truly dead. Or maybe still alive. To really know and to really see if the child is alive or not. And he goes on to explain the nimshal, but the nimshal is clear to us, is that the Shechina HaKadosha is crying, and when the Shechina is crying, she wants that her children, which is Knezel, should hear, and the goal is to say, are you still alive? Meaning, it looks to me from the way that we're living in Golas that you're not alive. Spiritually, you're not alive, the Shekhinah says. And so therefore, those who wake up at the night and they respond to the cry of the Shekhinah Akdaisha, like the Gemara explains, like we saw from the Zayar. So if they wake up, so the Shekhinah says about them, so I see that you're alive. Spiritually, you're alive because you're crying along with me. But what are we supposed to say for myself? That if we're not crying along with the Shekhinah, what does it mean about our status, our spiritual status? Even if we're putting on tefillin and shemitah and mitzvahs and everything else, the Shekhinah Kadosh is saying, I don't see that you're alive. That's how the Dumna Magid is explaining the inyan of Tikkun Chatzos. The Shekhinah wants to know, if you are crying along with me, and if you hear my cries, and now you're crying along, so I see you're alive. But if not, I'm crying deeper for you, because I want to wake you up. Let's turn the page. Tikkun Chatzos, Aliba de Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. So now, as we had mentioned in the beginning, to fully understand Tikkun Chatzos, Aliba de Hilchasa today for us, we'll have to see next time in Mitzvah Shem. But as a Pesach into the world, Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, because that's really more a cheder. Certainly, according to the Sfardim, Tikkun Chatzos, and this is Bechlal, like I heard from my Rebbe, a Mahalach, you have to understand the difference between Talmidei Baal Shem Tov and the Sfardim when it comes to the Gishah to Divi Ari. Is Divi Ari Shulchan Aruch, or is Divi Ari like a Pesach into hiring on it? So by the Sfardim, they understand the Arizal as like a Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, as it's brought down in the Ari, is B'derech Klal how they practice Tikkun Chatzos. For those who do. But by the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, they didn't understand the Arizal as a Shulchan Aruch. They understood it as like a Mafteach, the opening up big Iris. And not always as it's brought down in the Ari, was it Niskabu by the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, and as Doris went on, many of the, I would say, the chitzonius practices of the Arizal were forsaken in order to be toifes the Pnimius Ha'inyan, because that's the Iker. But from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, and there's many stories, which maybe not for now, maybe by Malava Malkim Mitzvah Shem this week, we'll dedicate the stories to Tikkun Chatzos and Inyanim of Korban Beis HaMikdash, Bli Neder. But the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, how they were Messiahis to this union. So take a look over here at the top right, Mar Malkam. I just mentioned in the beginning, we don't have it in front of us. The Kesar Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov said, if a person would miss Tikkun Chatzos, he's Nizov. He's disenfranchised. Mina Shemai. That's the Baal Shem Tov, how he spoke about Tikkun Chatzos in Kesar Shem Tov. The Vitebsker, who was the Talmud Muvok of the Magid from Ezrich, which is what we have here, the Hanhagas of the Vitebsker. Lastly, Tikkun Chatzos b'chol yoyim, af she'in l'p'tai limud shar shur. Tikkun Chatzos should be done every day, and it supersedes in its importance every other limud. I mean, it comes first over any other area of Talmud Torah. Bein b'kayetz, bein b'chayruf, Shabbos, Yontov, Masha Shayach Lem, however it's done on Shabbos, Yontov, whatever it is, Tikkun Chatzos comes before everything. That's the importance in the Chayit Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. And the next is the Agaras HaKodesh from the Noam HaDimelech. He writes, Midarachi HaTzadikim HaChasidim, Tekif Kishagir Chatzos La'ala approaches, Heim Ne'orim Mishnasan, Be'im HaVacharadas HaGuf Ma'ayt. With a fear, with a trembling, they wake up at this moment of Chatzos. You can imagine, with knowing the Zohar Kodesh, who wouldn't? V'roi Chitzim Midayim, they wash their hands, U'memarim U'menakim Atzmo. They relieve themselves, Heitiv, Kider HaShakos B'Shachan Aruch, and they follow all the Shachan Aruch, of course, and how a Yid wakes up. V'hakol be'eim v'yiru pachad. Achar kach yeshun ala aretz. They go to the ground. V'ofer makla reshem. We're seeing descriptions of the Ari here, not? V'ofer makla reshem with the ashes on their foreheads. U'boichin b'liv nishbar v'nikra al shneim osar kroim. 12 tears in the heart. Al galas hashchin of etzaras yisrael. And again, the hanhagas ha'adam that his son Rabbi Lazar said about the Nameli Melech, which is Yortzeit today. Lachin tzarech lizcharet ma'oid ala v'noisav ul hisboidit atzma koidim mahayoy. And now we're starting to see the Pesach, as we had said before. What revolution did the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov do to the Inyan of Tikkun Chatzos? This we're starting to see. Because from the first Mayim Malkam of the Nameli Melech, we just saw, like the Ari. But as we go down the list of Talmidei Baal Shem, we're starting to see there's a certain theme by the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov as what's the Ikkun Akud of Tikkun Chatzos. So, before daybreak, it's a zman of charata and his boydidus. Yes, she'az is ratzel livkois al galus hashchina. First and foremost, it's a time, the whole night, not just tikkun chatzais, like we saw from the Shulchan Aruch, like we saw from the Gemara. It's a time to cry over galus hashchina. But in brackets, viyis vade b'shimon leifer yikul levavoy, you'd base cry on, like we saw, tear it up into 12 pieces, like we saw in the previous Marmakom. Ve'ich garam bavoy nois of the galus hashchina v'tzashchina. Meaning, it's not just that there's a concept of tzashchina. My responsibility I'm crying for in the tzashchina. How many times over am I responsible for the Golas Hashchina? Of course, very big tzaddikim look at it that way. That they're always falling short in their vayda. And to cry many times over. Half an hour, even during the day on occasion, to do this. It's a time that, that he should look at his averis. Like huge mountains. He's repeated them so many times. That ask Hashem that I shouldn't waste my life with nonsense. And Hashem should illuminate our eyes in His Torah. Be able to be mekayim the divrei Torah kanach. So again, we're seeing now in this concept called Golas Hashchina, how it pertains to me, my chataim, as it relates to the Tzara Hashchina, and how I'm falling short in my Avodas Hashem, that the night is a time for this Avoda. The Avodas Yisrael, the Koshnitzer Magid, Haftar and Parshas Vayigash, the next Maramakom. V'chein roi kol adam, v'frat b'chatzi halayla. U'b'layla sarruchim kimay sachar, and in the winter, long nights, La ma'id mishnasa disabaluchar minushlam akavad shemaim masay skalav aretz to wake up in be'avelus. When will there be kavad shemaim be restored? But look what he says here. Further clarifying the name of the Melech earlier. Amnan reishis davar. What comes first? Tzarech lescharit b'tshuva mikoydam amaisav charata vidui. Well, a kabbal alas when it's not a bederach ishara to accept upon ourselves to be bali tshuva. Shim leikain, because if not, if we don't put this before the tikkun chatzai savayda, naim alam alas, so they're going to say, Ali Shazak, shait asbacha tchila. Who invited you here? Vahamelech kainech ben avshacha. Himalech kainech ben avshacha. Meaning, you need to first fix yourself. El etzarech liyaz mukhsha ben maizab. Vahakach liyazbala kovam achoshim. Not everybody could just jump into that, to be part of that chavraya. Ki bevada I evsha liyazbala misha ino shimer habriska roi. So look how the Talmid of Hashem Tov are coming in and they're putting it together. Like, oh, this Tikkun Chatzais, yeah, that's a very big avoda, Tikkun Chatzais. So first, to get into this club of Shashuat Tzadikim and to be a part of the whole union which is taking place, so the person needs to enter in. How does he enter in? He needs a pass. The pass is Charata and Vidoy. That has to come first. And the Kutim Aron and Rabbi Nachman speaks numerous times about the Indian of Tikkun Chatzos, and by the reservoirs Tikkun Chatzos is a choyt v'lo yavar. Bitim halalu shekvar arach alinu hagolas Hashem yisparach mitzav b'chalei yisla shavileinu. In these times, the ariches hagolas that the Ibishter is waiting for us to do tshuva. V'lach sevaliv this Beis Mikdash Eino, that he wants to rebuild Beis Mikdash. Roi lenu shalom la'akiv chas shalom b'nei Beis Mikdash. So why are we stopping it from happening? We shouldn't do that. Rak tishal b'binyano. We have to work on building the Beis Mikdash. Okay, so why don't we go to Yerushalayim and start building? Because that's not what it's about. The building Beis HaMikdash means, like the Yavid said, paying attention to Golas Hashchina, Chatzas Lailakam, Vilios Mesalvim Oidel Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that it should matter to us, the Avelos and Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Ku'ulai Begilgul HaRishon HaYahuva Gaim Shechar Beis HaMikdash. Maybe in my first Gilgul, I lived at the time of the Chorban, and it was because of me. This is how Tzaddik thinks. Even if it wasn't because of me, and it wasn't because of previous Google, maybe it's because of me now that the Beis HaMikdash is not being rebuilt. And if it's not being built because of me, it's as if I destroyed it. This is the avoda every night, says Rabbi Nachman. You want to be part of the committee who builds the Beis HaMikdash? This is where it takes place. And with that, you'll be zechet to many more things to come close to the Derech HaMikdash. Be part of the club. Shem Iker HaPe'er V'Hachin V'Hayesh Emesh Al Olam. The greatest glory of the world is the tzaddikim. A person will really be able to see himself properly for who he is. And to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu for who he is. Such beautiful the shyness of the tzaddikim. The Balatanya as well. Ach ikir hachnas halev lios nishbar v'nidka v'avaris v'chatam v'sitrachu lios mimari chush ben abay mekadas, that a person has to be from those who are chesh ben hanefesh. Before Tikkun Chatzais, to spend a shah achas every day or at night. Before Tikkun Chatzais, lizboinin b'moshe pol v'as b'chatzai b'chinas galus shchina. How am I responsible for galus shchina? Not just a concept out there. How I relate to that. V'gam garan l'akran nishmasa v'nasha l'kim mechaye chayim. How I've destroyed myself, my chelke hanefesh v'hanashama. I've thrown the sparks of my neshama into the abyss, which is what Rachel goes down to get. And I've associated myself with those entities. That's the Geras Hatshuva, the Baal HaTanya. And then Tiferes Shlomo says something very beautiful, which is important to note. Ha'etzav mitzan atzma, the Baal HaTanya says this in the Sefer HaTanya. Ha'etzav mitzan atzma, in bo ma'ala rak shegev yam yizeh izi yisim v'haynu asim chamidiz b'ashem alekav. Atzvus is not the avoida. It's the simcha which follows, which is after the atzvus amiti. If a yid knows how to be ba'atzv truly, that he has shviras haruach hatuma. That it's not that he's breaking himself; he's breaking the spiritual tuma of himself, which is like a mechitza shel barzel, which is mafsek between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Zohar says, anuach nishbar leiv nishbar. Then the beginning of that pasuk in Kapitel Nun Aleph, sashmeini sasan v'simcha. That it brings to Sasa v'simcha, Hashivili Sasan Yishachar Bechliva, which is why it's in the Tikkun Ari to say this in Tikkun Chatzais, this pasuk, because the tachlis is that after Tikkun Chatzais is done properly, Rachel and Leah, it's supposed to bring us to a place of Limud HaTorah v'simcha. That it opens up a whole new sha'ar of Limud HaTorah, which takes place from Chatzais until morning, which is a different type of an experience altogether. If there's a true Lev Nishbar, like the Chut Shel Chesed, which comes down, and it's a totally different level of limud. And again, he says it with the next Maramaka, that if a Yid is Shav, the Emes, B'chol Nafshay, and it's Nirtzen Lefanav, he says, if you take a look at the bottom, last couple of lines there, Yoshba Alav Ora Hashem, he's Zechet to an Ora Hashem after Tikkun Chatzais, L'Hashib L'Sameach Es Nafshay. It's important to know that this is not like this Atzvistik Avayda, like who would want to be a part of it? It's that a person is coming in contact with a raw Emes. And if a person is part of that chavraya, he's zeichet to that shashua from Kadosh Baruch Hu, even us in this world, to be zeichet to a very lichtig type of a learning, which can't be replicated any other time of the day. So in conclusion, in the last few moments which we have, we're going to at least enter into the one area as it pertains to like the halacha shabbai, which is Tikkun Chatzais b'mei ha-metzarim. Since we're in the b'mei ha-metzarim, and we're dealing with Tikkun Chatzais because this is the avodas hazman. Like we had said before, like in the Nigla landscape, so when a Yontov comes around, so everything changes. Clothes change, we take a lulav, we take a matzah, yeah, everything changes. Isra malacha. But in Pnimis HaTorah, everything can look exactly the same, but something's going on. And that's what's taking place during the Yemei HaMetzarim. Everything is exactly the same. Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, we dress the same, we act the same, we go to work, everything is the same. So where are we margish in Yemei HaMetzarim? Tikkun Chatzais. Tikkun Chatzais in the Inyan of Bechia. Of the state of world in the Sarah Shechina. So Yemei HaMetzarim, this is the Avodas Hazman. So here we have the Maariv Makom from where it comes from, and it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah. Inyan Bein HaMetzarim, this is Lashon Avari. These 21 days from Shavuos B'Tammuz to Tishavov, Minak Toiv Kasher Hu Ma'od L'Chol Ba'al Nefesh, anybody who is a higher person, L'Sheves Bavelos Achachatzi Hayom, B'Chol Idu Hayom L'Liz Kais B'Chim Amash Achor Ben Abayis, to sit, to cry, Churban Mitzvah Miklash. V'Tama Yizah Achachatzi Hayom, why Dav Achachatzi Hayom? Because that's the zman of Hisarius Adinim. It said, "Ki not to tzadal the erev, asher lezibun nizavayichal achatzayim." The din comes into the world after Chatzais. Mincha zman din. It begins at Chatzais Hayim, and the Churban Mitzvah took place after Chatzais Hayim. Ve'davizeh oisat ha'elis godlo benevesh odem. It's good for the world. It's good for us. Ve'inyan Chatzas alayla ain't tzarich laskira. In the inyan of Chatzas alayla, I don't have to come and tell you about that during Miyam Tzarim. That's every night. Every night we need churban. We need to talk about churban with Tikkun Chatzais. So I'm not here to be mizarez you on that. Talking about daytime, says Ari. I'll just point out that not everybody agrees to that. Some say that from Shavuos until Tisha B'Av, no Bina Mitzvah, no Tikkun Chatzos at night. For love Nemar, Samchu Es Yerushalayim, Kol Hamis Avlim Aleh. Like we had said, that a great simcha comes to people, not just Lasa Lava, but even now, for those who are Misavl Yerushalayim properly.
Shavuos till Bina Mitzvah, when is it done?
Tisha B'Av. Some say that from, it's, I think the Magen Avraham brings it there from the Eli Rav, that from Shavuos until Tisha B'Av, there's no Tikkun Chatzos because the nights are so short. The nights are so short.
At night, isn't it?
Yeah, but during the day, yeah.
Says
2:00 afternoon. Oh, you looked already, right? Yeah. That's not makubal by everybody, but you'll see in a moment that how this was done. But take a look at the Chaf Gimel and Ches and Tes Samach Beis. This is taken from the Sefer, which a lot of the Maamar Komos here are from, which is Tikkun Chatzos Mavur HaSholim. So he has a section where he talks about the halachas, but what pertains to us, Tikkun Chatzos Bein HaMitzrayim, are these four halachas. Belailas Bein HaMitzrayim Tzarech L'Hoysa B'Bechia. Like Pasha Sari, the nights of Bein HaMitzrayim, there should be more Bechia during this time. But properly on Tisha B'Av. And especially on Tisha B'Av, there should be a very intense feeling of Tikkun Chatzos and the whole Indian of what it's about. And Bein HaMitzrayim during these 21 days from Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, like we saw from the Lashon Ari, Minig Toiv Kasher, but Oy L'Chol Ba Nefesh L'Shavus Ba'Beilus during this time, and V'chule K'may Chatzi Shol Yoyser, like a half an hour or more during the day, V'Tov Loimer Oz Seder Tikkun Rachel. So during the day, Tikkun Rachel to be said, even during Shnas HaShemitah, which is like a Shabbos year, so maybe there's a half minute not to say it, V'Yeshenagu Gam Loimer Seder Tikkun Leia. And some even do Leah and some do all the kinas, but like upon him there's an inyan during the Chatzos, to be more specific, to help us understand, because there we didn't say what should be done, so three different shitas on that. Matavu manayim to give tzedakah at that time, v'yeshin oigin lasa seder tikkun v'bechiyah b'chol yom b'mei hametzayim, b'beis haknesses b'tzimur v'asifas kol gadol. Here's a chiddush, is that he brings down that during the hametzayim, there's an inyan to do so, b'tzibur, to gather the rabbim together and to make a public display of Tikkun Chatzos. V'yeshikor tagral minetzeh. Now, those who say, nope, not appropriate, Tikkun Chatzos is something which is always a private avoida and not done by rabbim. So, the next few Maamar Komos, we find examples of that, very beautiful descriptions and eyewitness accounts of how serious these Lashonis were taking place, because certainly in our communities we're not seeing this taking place, but in Yerushalayim and other places, this was done, and it is done, I'm sure. Vida. So this is from the Chida. Ki ba'ara kadisha in Eretz Yisrael la'nimsa ish mefakvin gashum dvar Torah v'chazal chavzer. Everybody's solid b'nei Torah. Every word of dvar Torah, every word of Chazal is upheld and respected. As such, hakol mis abul machurim b'avinis in Arabim mis atzmim leimer kol la'ala tikkun chatzos. It's in fashion. I mean, everybody's involved in Tikkun Chatzos, as the Arizal laid forth. There's even gatherings of people that they come together to the Beis Knesset every night, Tikkun Chatzos. How fortunate are these people? Not just to the Beis Medrash, but they come to the Beis Knesset Hagadola. It's being packed, apparently. And the Talmud Torah Nesafa B'yam Kal Gadol. Great assembly of people are coming, the Ari says, in Eretz Yisrael, all over the place, to come to do Tikkun Chatzos in the nights. They have to come into the main shul in order to gather all the people together. Unbelievable. Reveli Yapian says, Zechreinu B'minu Uri, I remember when I was a youngster, Yelid Katan, I went during Bein HaMitzarim to a base Knesset HaGadol at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I saw that the Beis Knesset was packed, Mali Anashim, Yoshim Al Aret, sitting on the ground, Orachim Tikkun Chatzos. Umi Hayu Elu, who were these people? Sandalarim, Chayatim, Nagim. These are craftsmen. These are our workers, regular Balabatim, who are making a panas every day. Anashim Pshutim, Mamilam Apanas Lachman. Yedu Shish Larach Tikkun Chatzos, that they knew the Indian Tikkun Chatzos. Livkos Achorim Beis Mikdashenu, but Gibush Moshe Ben Amatzam, that they knew what it means during these 2 weeks. Va'asa Alai Reishim Gadlo. It left a very deep impression on me, says Rebbe Lapian. This next four Ma'amakomas is really from the Cheder of the Chassam Sofer. Fascinating, the Cheder of the Chassam Sofer when it came to Tikkun Chatzos. The Chassan Sefer, who is from the dynasty of the Chassam Sefer, Oid Zachar Eska Minag Kilesina V'Matasurf Bina Matzar. Our Minag in Matasurf was that the Shamash would go around gathering the Yidden, Likrei V'Lidfek Al Pitzchei Habatim, they would knock on doors of homes, V'Chanuyos, and shops, that they should come and to gather in the Beis Knesses. They would close up their shop and come to the Beis Knesset to mourn over the Beis Hamikdash. That's what took place in Matersdorf, says the Chassan Sefer. Now, where does this come from? Take a look to the left of this. Kol tamid Chassan Sefer tamid tamidav. Nahagu b'chatzi hayam bein ha-mitzar. Around the time of Larach Tikkun Chatzos, they would come to make Tikkun Chatzos in the middle of the day. All the Talmidim and Talmidim in the Chassam Seif. Vishamat miyalde Nitra, that Reb Shmuel David Unger from Nitra. Arach Tikkun Chatzos miyamitzayim b'yeshivasa hagdela kameshech shav gimel rivei shah. V'yaseir yisabba. Shekimat kol b'nei kihilasa mishtatvim b'ay. That in his kahal, an hour and three quarters during Yimei HaMitzarim, they had this gathering in the Beis Knesses of Tikkun Chatzos. It's like a different peek into history, into the relevance of Tikkun Chatzos is to by the tzaddikim. Now, where does this come from? If some sefer was doing this to Miyam Tzarim, take a look at the bottom right. V'nog haChassam Sefer la'arach Tikkun Chatzos b'chol li'a shishi kol hashana. The Chassam Sefer every Thursday night of the year made a public Tikkun Chatzos for his talmidim in bnei yeshivasa. This was a Masar which they had from to the Ksav Sefer and to the Shevet Sefer. Now, when he was a little bit older and got weaker, the Shevet Sefer, he didn't join anymore with the Bachrim who were making Tikkun Chatzos without him Thursday night. So the Matzav became weak because he wasn't joining them. Look what happens next. So the Chassam Sefer came in a dream to his daughter, and he said to her, "Would you please ask my grandson where he is for Tikkun Chatzos? What's going on with Tikkun Chatzos in my yeshiva?" And from that point on, imagine getting that wake up call. His Azer Hashivet Sefer Oiz Behichzar Tali Yishna. Restored it to its glory, the whole ending of Tikkun Chatzos and the Shiva of his grandfather. To the left, a Meiser Shehaya in the Shul of the Chassam Sefer, V'hanoig Haya She'achar Amar Satikun V'akolin Acharav. So the minig was that the Tikkun would be recited, he would say that one of them, the leaders, would say the Tikkun, the Shatz, and everybody would answer. V'apiaroyev Haya She'chzibur Ish Tzadik Tamin, the Chassam Sefer would always choose like a higher person, and his name was Fishel Sefer, that he would, that Rei Shemayim, Bein HaMekardima, he knew how to cry, how to wail. So one night, for whatever reason, somebody else was the shatz. It was dry, and it was weak, and it was cold. The whole matzah was different. Afterwards, Chassam Sefer said, "It appears to me that the sheikh tzibur was from the cat of Shabtai Tzvi. Why? Ki eich efshar lasa tikin chatzais b'li tani evania." How could it be that the Shatz can get up there and not to wail and to cry Chor Mizah Megdash? It must be that he's from Shabtai Tzvi. That's what he said. That was the expectation the Chassam Sefer had, that a person should have a hergish for Tzvi and Yerushalayim. Last two Ma'amakoymas as the time runs out. This is a very beautiful lesson from the bottom left Ma'amakom first, actually. You know, Bidareinu Zeh, in our times, literally in our times. Eidim L'dug M'chaim Avodas HaKodesh Kazei Eitz Rav HaKodesh Rav Chaim Zanvel M'Ribnitz. Everybody, I'm sure, has heard of the Ribnitz at Tzadik. She'ayrech Tikkun Chatzos B'chol HaShana, every night of the year, Laila B'Laila, B'Sigufim L'Royim, B'Bechilis Atzumas, Shohus Aruchos, hours on end. V'ko Heit Echem Avokor V'Shor Rabbeinu, that when he came from Eretz Yisrael in one of the summers and he was in Borough Park, K'sheba Ba Bayam Hei, the next week on a Thursday, when people were observing his ways, he was kind of an ister, and they saw that he didn't sleep the whole Thursday night. So they started to follow him around to see how he serves Hashem. And lachar Shabbos for the next week. So the next week they saw that b'leil shishi on Thursday night, The Arach Seder Tikkun Chatzais Meshach Sheish Shos Kamenhag B'Cholayim. 6 hours. That's if he was Tikkun Chatzais. 6 hours. It was well known that he put a sock on his head at a certain lady. Mamish, it was like Kedivi Ariza Kimoy Shu by the Ribnitzer. And again, there's more stories about the Rav Shtzur and other tzaddikim, how their Tikkun Chatzais looked. But you know, for those who aren't touched, you know, these tzaddikim, they understand what it means, Avelei Tzim Yerushalayim. So in every generation, there are such tzaddikim. And one last remark from Rabbi Nassen. We're not going to attempt to do the Yiddish. We're going to do the brackets, the Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Nassen said, "Bezeh Lashon, Eini Yachal Oyer the Kairos Libi. I have no way of calming my spirit, of cooling down my heart. Rak B'Tisha B'Av. Ubein HaMitzayim B'Miyas HaKinas. When I say the Kinas of doing Bein HaMitzayim, when I do Tikkun Chatzayis, U'B'Chol HaShana B'Tvilas Chatzayis. B'chol HaPachos Livkoy Sechor Ben Beis HaMoichin." He calls the Beis HaMikdash the Beis HaMoichin. "To cry over the Beis HaMikdash B'Klol Yisi B'Pratiyas K'moy She'inenu K'moy She'tzichan Liyais." To cry in a way that over myself, that I don't know what to do. I have no, he says, spiritual calm. Except for these moments on Tisha B'Av, Yimei Mitzrayim, and Chatzos Lailah. He even starts his Sefer, the Kuti Halachas, with his discussion of Tikkun Chatzos. That's how he begins the Sefer. But he says, I have no Menuchas HaNefesh, unless it's Tisha B'Av now. If we can only say the same thing of ourselves, you know, Tisha B'Av is a time where we're itching to get out of Tisha B'Av. We don't want to be in the matz of Tisha B'Av, not, you know, halavai, because we want the Gula Shleima, but we're uncomfortable with the whole Indian of Bein HaMitzrayim and Tisha B'Av. But for the tzaddikim, they felt in their element in Tisha B'Av. Bein HaMitzrayim was a time where they felt that they were coming in contact with the reality, the real emes. And that is the emes, because take a look at the Zohar, what's taking place in the Olamos, and that's a reflection of what the truth is. And we're just trying to align ourselves by knowing the Kabbalah and the Chassidus Shavuot of what's really taking place. And that the tzaddikim, they felt very comfortable and very at ease and very much like this is where they wanted to be, because this is the Metzias. The Metzias is that every day which goes by, Ein Yom She'ein Kelas Yoyse Mechaberta. So we're still in that Matzav. So hopefully by learning some of the Nyanim, having a Pesach and a peek into this world, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue to understand more of the Lamaisa, Vishu B'Zeichet, to Halavai, to have a Hisayur Salev, and to be Zeichet, to be a Pater Halavai. Mitzvah Hashem. See you.